Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Son, you can negotiate in good faith while also poking a little bit of fun at some of the absurdities of the Democrats' positions, and even, you know, poking some fun at the absurdity of the Democrats themselves. I mean, I'll tell Hakeem Jeffries right now, I make this solemn promise to you that if you help us reopen the government, the sombrero memes will stop. And I talked to the president of the United States about that.
He got the assurance from Trump. Yes. If we reopen the government, no more memes.
No more
with the sombreros
of you, little Hakeem. You're going to be just fine. That was J.D. Vance yesterday. I heard a report this morning from Fox News there at the top of the hour. Chad Pergram is saying there appear to be some cracks in the ice, so to speak. I'm sure the Democrats would love me making an ice reference in all of this.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the kind of ice you're thinking. It's not Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It is the ice among the remaining Democrats in the Senate. Right. There's what, 47 of them. They need five more, I think, in order to get this to the 60 vote limit and let the government reopen. Chad Pergram's reporting there may be some cracks in that. And we're waiting to see how that develops this morning. Now, you know, it's too late for Dan because he's already put his money on 17 days.
17 days. I thought they were going to go to the mat on this.
I thought maybe 10 days. But Chad Pergram's leading us to believe maybe it doesn't last that long. We've got Congressman Jason Smith from the 8th Congressional District on the line this morning. Congressman, welcome back.
It's great to be with you, Mark.
It's great to have you on this morning. You know, I played that bite off the top of the show there from J.D. Vance yesterday, promising to stop the sombrero memes if Hakeem Jeffries will just come back and reopen the government. All joking aside, where do you think things stand right now?
Well, I mean, first off, Hakeem Jeffries shut down government because we passed the funding bill without any of his people, including himself, helping him. And so Hakeem doesn't matter. It's the United Senate Democrats that matter because of the crazy 60 vote filibuster rule. And they're refusing to do something that they did 13 times when the Democrats controlled the White House, the House, and the Senate. They even did it as recent as in March. The only thing is Donald Trump supports keeping government open, and they want to work against it. It is crazy to me, Mark, their demands. Right now, they are demanding that they will not reopen government unless we fund welfare benefits for illegals, unless we eliminate the $50 billion invested in rural health care. I mean, these folks are not for Americans. They're definitely not for rural Americans. They're definitely for illegals.
Yeah, it, even though they deny that every time they get on camera. And even if it's not the primary issue here, the Obamacare subsidies, I've heard the majority leader Thune say, we're willing to sit down and talk about that, but not while the government shut down.
Exactly. Why would you allow them to hold you hostage for something that doesn't even expire until December 31st? Funding expired on September 30th. That we need to do what's before us. What they're asking on the premium health tax, Mark, it is bailouts for insurance companies.
Yep.
This does not go to individuals. It's not a tax credit. No Republican has ever voted for these in the House or in the Senate in the last decade. And to think that they're demanding us spend $400 billion for health care for illegals and health care for people who make $600,000 a year, that is un-American.
Yeah. What else do you think? Because my fear is that we get weak-kneed on this, that the Senate gets enough pressure from enough departments in different parts of the country where monuments and parks are closed down, and we know how that pressure can get applied by the mainstream media. Do you think we've got the heart here to stay the course, or do you think this thing that the Republicans could bend?
Republicans better bend when it comes to delivering on the values that the 77 million Americans voted for in November, sending Donald Trump to the White House and to have a House majority and a Senate majority. We have to govern like that. That's what we've been doing. In regards to the national parks, that is at the discretion of the President of the United States. And so far, he's been keeping the national parks where they're available. People can visit them. And so it is surprising to me that Democrats are upset with the amount of government spending. So they want no government spending and they create a government shutdown. And they don't understand. They're relinquishing their power to the President of the United States, who they hate. And so Donald Trump has so much discretion on deciding who are essential employees, who aren't. He can eliminate people that he finds non-essential, and they don't ever have to come back. And he can eliminate different programs within the federal government that they just simply find not fit.
Right.
I would say the president's really looking at those priorities right now.
Breitbart's got a story out this morning that they've announced $8 billion in Green New Deal cancellations amid these government shutdowns. Is that money that, if it's been appropriated, the president can just cancel?
Yeah. You know, he can also go through the rescissions process. Yeah. But in a government shutdown, there's special rules and regulations that are so much different than any other time because the administration is the one choosing how resources are allocated. Congress is not. The president is. And that creates a huge, huge dynamic that my Democrat colleagues are apparently not paying attention.
Yeah, they don't understand that during a shutdown, there really are no guardrails, right? I mean, there's no clear-cut process of what's allowed and not allowed, and it does fully go to the power of the president, right? The administration decides what gets funded.
It does, but the logic of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle is just not there because they are being controlled by their liberal base. AOC is in the rearview mirror of Senator Schumer, and Senator Schumer is afraid of losing a primary to AOC, and she is demanding shut down government to stop Donald Trump. Well, you're seeing how that's playing out right now. The liberal base of the Democrat Party is destroying America.
Well, and she said yesterday, come negotiate with me. Is that not a complete slap in the face to Schumer? I mean, she flat out came out and said, if you want to talk and get a deal done, you come talk to me. I'm like, well, what?
Well, they probably do need to talk to her because she's probably going to be the Democrat nominee for president because she's the leader of their party. There's
wow.
no question. Like,
wow.
She is the absolute leader of their party. She controls the Democrat objective. agenda in Washington.
Yeah. Congressman, you and I talked about this over the last couple of years, the idea of getting back to regular budgeting and appropriations bills. You guys have done that, and the Senate needs to take those up, and that's really all come to a screeching halt now, right?
It has. You know, we passed every one of the funding bills out of the out of committee. We passed, I think, 82% of all funding bills out of the House. That's over in the Senate. The process of passing all 12 funding bills should be a reality and be something that happens all the time. These like hitting the deadline for our funding on September 30th is just ridiculous. Like, get the job done. Like, I'm not an appropriator. I'm in charge of the tax committee.
Right.
I did my job. I made sure that the largest tax increase doesn't happen on Americans. Let's finish it. Let's make sure we fund government. We do our job.
Yeah, that's a great point. Congressman Jason Smith, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
It's good to be with you, Mark. Take care.
Take care of yourself. Good to get him on here this morning and get his thoughts on where this thing stands. It just seems so clear cut. I still watch MSNBC and the others and watch them dancing around in circles, somehow trying to blame this on anybody other than Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. There's nobody else out there.
Their TDS is just blinding them,
yes.
Right? I mean, their TDS is actually funny to watch it unfold because they get so caught up in anti-Trump, what yet their action gives the man more power. I mean, they don't understand even the rules of a shutdown. It's like you've just taken all power away from Congress and appropriations during a shutdown. The president has sole authority of what gets funded and what doesn't. So do you think he's going to fund any of your priorities? Think you're going to get any of what you want funded during a shutdown period?
Absolutely not.
And likely cut. He's going to go after some of those liberal NPRs of the world and certain museums that are putting wokeism out there. He could just go in there and gut them during the shutdown.
Let me get to the break here. We're going to get to former Senator Jim Talent. A couple things I want to talk to you about, not just the shutdown, but there's now word out this morning that Trump's plan for Gaza has gotten the support of the Palestinian Authority. And now that just really alienates Hamas even more if they don't sign on to this. We'll get Jim's thoughts on that coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.